The apprentice killed the last of the giant spiders that had ambushed him in the forest's lower levels. Hideous creatures with fat, red-pigmented bodies and tenacity beyond all reason, he almost wondered if they saw his potential escape as a personal affront, as well as lost lunch. They had tracked him for over a kilometer before finally springing their trap. He had barely survived the ambush. Wiser now, and splattered in thick green ichor, he abandoned the undergrowth for the upper levels of the forest. Coda hadn't told him what lay at the coordinates, and he hadn't calmed the rogue shadow to find out. He wanted to learn for himself, to test the aging general's memory, reliability, and word. Once he was sure he was out of the territory of the deadly spiders, he took a more level heading, albeit one still angling slightly upward. The forest canopy stretched at least another half a kilometer above him, consisting of the branches of mighty trees overlapping one another for support and carrying many thousands of species on their broad terraces. The kingdoms of animal, vegetable, and even mineral flourished everywhere he looked. Back in a relatively safe domain, leaping or swinging on vines from branch to branch, the apprentice was able to resume thinking about what he had seen from orbit. A skyhook. Startling enough on its own, only a handful existed in the galaxy, and most of those were on Coruscant. But that wasn't what had struck him. As the rogue shadow had descended to the world's surface, he had seen the skyhook from a different angle. Catching the last rays of the sun, it had resembled a fiery line reaching up into the sky, up to a point in low orbit where a cluster of tiny lights gathered. He had seen that vision before, of the skyhook over Kashyyyk. It had come to him while he'd been unconscious in Darth Vader's secret laboratory, undergoing surgery for the terrible wounds his master had inflicted. He had thought those visions nothing but dreams, meaningless fancies thrown up by his subconscious while his body was under duress. Could they in fact have been glimpses of his future? He didn't know. He struggled to recall more details of the vision, but found it difficult. His memories were jumbled. In the vision, the view of the skyhook seemed to come from a ground-level perspective. There couldn't be many places offering that on Kashyyyk, and there had been someone else with him. A young woman. Juno, perhaps? He frowned, sensing that he was drifting from the truth of the vision, whatever that was. Not Juno, someone else, someone unknown, friend or foe. The vision was exhausted, and so was he from trying to wring more from it. He abandoned the attempt and concentrated solely on negotiating the forest's upper fringes. As he neared the coordinates Coda had given him, the sound of industry rose up over the natural ambiance of Kashyyyk. The first to reach his ears was that of a shuttle taking off. Its flat metallic whine ramped up, almost to the level of being painful, then faded away to the west. Birds erupted from the trees around him, adding their own clamor to the aftermath. When they had settled down, he made out the clanking of Balmorin all-terrain scout transports. The awkward-looking two-legged machines were heavy and graceless, but troublesome in proficient hands. Whirring landspeeders, buzzing vibrosaws, and the whine of a generator drifted to him as he neared the collective source. He was momentarily puzzled as to how such a large-sounding settlement had found a secure foothold in the dangerous forest. The answer came to him before long. The forest ended as though a knife had been carved through it and the trees to one side scraped away. The ground sloped down in a large valley to a choked riverbed, then angled up again to a summit that would have seemed prominent on any other world, but which remained dwarfed by the trees that crowded resentfully around the cleared area. On the summit of the far side of the valley was a lodge, clearly the home of someone important, doubling as an imperial base, one bristling with weapons emplacements and satellite dishes, planted high above the forest with a shuttle landing pad jutting out of one side.